see anything. And I'm going to run this little kid over. Okay. I did not run that little kid over. Congratulations, little kid. You made it. One more day. Oh, man. Cars, cars, cars. Okay. Just keep it going. Keep it moving. There we go. All right. Now we're going to go. Ah! Yeah. We just don't have any energy drinks in the house, so I'm having to hit this gas station. And, you know, set myself up for success. The other day I was in there waiting in line, and everyone in front of me was buying cigarettes, and for a second I was like, man, look at these fucking, these humps getting their goddamn morning cigarettes. And I was like, you know, I'm just fucking buying an energy drink, man. We're all lining up to get our chems. Yeah, man, gotta get my chems. Gotta get my chems, get back so I can punch deck. Whereas maybe they're getting different chems because they were punching deck all night. And every so often you see someone in the gas station buying cigarettes, and they stop and they look at the case full of vaping mechanisms on the counter. E-hookah, it says. Some of them seem to be not even reusable. It's just like you buy them like a cigarette and you e-hookah. You electronically hookah. And they get their cigarettes and they leave. But I wonder, if they wonder, what it would be like to make the switch. Yes, exactly. Good news, cigarette juice. Ugh. They predicted the juice, but not the delivery mechanism. They were right and they were wrong. I had forgotten all about good news, cigarette juice. I should rewatch the full run of that show. Some powerful fucking television. Not a lot of action at the gas station this morning. Good. Gonna go get my chems. Alright. I've purchased my fancy futuristic drugs. In the form of a tall can of fluid. Warren was, Warren is, and Warren always will be. You're right, it would be much better if I could hold this can up to my neck and just fucking inject it like nuke. It's bad enough that these cans look like, you know, large fuel cells or something with their big twist-off tops. Sort of thing you would slide into the back of some kind of robot. Drink one of these a day to power my thermoptic camo. You understand? Now that kind of battery, that kind of cyber juice. Good news. Cybernetic juice. moves. Sorry, power moves. Power athlete in Japan, I guess. What a profoundly awful game. On the radio. Big Daddy Kane. That's what's on the radio. Cars are slowing down, and I am being tailgated. It's a winning combo. So full of action, his name should be a verb. On every note, when I clear my throat, that's all she wrote. The minute that the cane starts to go on, believe it's gonna be super sailing so on. It's not for other rappers out of their misery. Get them in a battle and make them all history. Ruling and schooling, sees that I'm cooling. Watch them all take a fall. There's lots of that cooling on my throne. With the bronze microphone, goblin the child and hold his own.
Could ever come with more. I get more. embraced by other female artists at that time too? Did you have any like girls that you hung out with?
No, not then, because we were all competing at the same time. Friendly competition, of course. But Whitney Houston would reach out to me. I love her. I miss her so much. She would give me advice on love.
Oh.
She gave me really good advice on
love. What did Whitney say?
She told me it's going to be tough for girls like us who are in the entertainment business. Because guys, you know, they don't know what to do with us.
Intimidated.
And they want a girl they can make. We already made. That's what she said. That's what the late great Whitney Houston film.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, because as you know, as girls, we all sat around and watching that You Making Me Hot video and was like rating the dudes at home too, and just screaming, yelling out tens and fives. Wait, you look jealous. You weren't coming up the elevator.
I don't understand why that fit into the interview, but go ahead.
Yes, man, them I know shit. Olympic bars, I cold flip on any motherfucker that think they want this. I'm California marijuana grill against it. It's drama. I don't give a fuck like a virgin with a shot. Block, 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 block.
I like this guy a lot more when he was just saying.
And I'm gonna shoot that off as soon as JD is up out of here, so check it all out, all happening today. Plus, I'm getting your requests too. You know, I gotta do that. So, if you have one for me, hit me up with it right now on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Lemonite.
That's what spawned the divorce.
I can imagine, yeah.
Games right here on Backspin Sirius XM. The Big Daddy thing. The Big Daddy Kane takeover.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that do-do, and let me give you that beat. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say, look at that, yeah, it's the remix to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in his wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like the water drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Now it's like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out the clothes, privacy's on the door. But still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling. No more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that do-do, let me give you that beat. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm dead, it's the remix to ignition.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Natural transition from one song to the next there. Good fit all around. Here we go, 2000, the year 2000. Yeah, that makes sense. I I don't know. I really only like Third Eye Blind songs if they're, like, kind of about meth. I mean, a little more explicit than the rest of them are, anyway.
From the 00
small beams
to the 09
pop hits
on SiriusXM
pop 2K.
I will listen to a lot of shit songs, but the Pussycat Dolls is on the other side of the line.
And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs. Sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt? The theaters you were there, that you heard of them first. Now how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? Did you pay for the chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show? And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as
So they're Pepsi drinkers then.
Some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? All right,
more care.
SiriusXM's Lydia.
Oh, hey, now.
Like Alice in Chains. Never did. Never did. Never ever. Hot Purple Pilgrims joint again. New Zealand girls moved to Hong Kong.
Sister duo.
See?
Although I believe they're now based in Hong Kong.
See?
That was Purple Pilgrims here on Blog Radio. And shout out to their label, Not Not Fun, for letting us debut that track, Through Every Cell. And you can listen to that and read more about their new album over at GorillaVersusBear.net. It's their debut full length. It's called Eternal Delight. And that will be out next month. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Gorilla vs. Bear blog radio program, Sirius XMU. Coming up next, we're going to hear from an artist we're very excited about, one of my favorite new artists. Her name is Keter Levonsky, and she is a Russian producer, songwriter, singer, and her new EP is amazing. It's out next month as well on a label called 2MR. We'll follow that up with a classic from Cocteau Twins and a DJ DS remix of a massive Adele hit. First, though, it's Keter Levonsky on Blog Radio.
I feel like you could remix this and make it into a real fucking banger, but this feels like deliberately un-bangerish. Thank you.
time stop. Staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shallon Land. A young dude, you're rocking the go to. No goose, only way I begin to cheat yours. Trouble. And let's start it like this, son. Going with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team. Who was a fiend? Started smoking moves.
A lot of weird traffic through here. Banana bread rules everything around me. Again, more natural transitions. Dope show. Yeah. I think this is the most of this song I've ever listened to. In one, like, you know, I'm sure I've heard all of this song just over the years, just hearing little bits and pieces of it and going, ugh. I feel like Marilyn Manson and Eminem are forever linked, at least in my mind. Because they both just went for shocking stuff. And it's not to say that there's no skill behind that or whatever. You know, whatever. It's Marilyn Manson and his band that do their thing. Eminem is a technically incredibly skilled rapper.
One of my favorites ever from Marilyn Manson, The Dope Show. Still go back and watch that video. It remains creepy like 20 years later. Well done, Mr. Manson.
I disagree that anything about Marilyn Manson seems creepy now. Like, now you go back to all that stuff, you know, Eminem's earlier stuff, and Marilyn Manson is like, oh, this was supposed to be shocking? Like, what? This is like, whatever. Nothing about this is shocking. It's barely interesting. Let alone shocking. Like Fart Man before him, yes. Like Howard Stern in general. But whatever, that's just my overall philosophy. Like, things get harder and tougher and crazier as the years wear on. And removed from their time of relevance, a lot of stuff that is meant to be edgy or meant to be hard instead just comes off as silly. I mean, I certainly feel that way about, like, you know, metal and stuff like that. Like, you go listen to it's like, you know, Sabbath now, and Ozzy, and stuff like that was like, he's worshiping the devil, it's the scary is that they're destroying children. You listen to it now, it's just like, these are just like, what we think of now is just like kind of standard rock songs. Like, there's nothing, like the edge wore off so much of so much of that stuff. Which, you know, naturally it's going to. That's not a knock against any of that music. It's just, you know, how fucking culture works, right? Because every fucking year someone goes like, that shit was hard. We're going to go harder. And then you eventually end up here. Or you end up with dubstep. The world is hard and only getting harder. The music has to try to keep up. See, this is hard. Listen to this. What do I think of Kate Bush? I think Wuthering Heights go harder than a motherfucker, man. Kate Bush go off. This is where, you know, a lot of metal loses me. It's like, it's fucking, like, good and hard. And there's like, like, when it gets into the fucking, that end of the song, it's like, oh, this is the fucking dumbest shit ever. You are fucking weak. Just keep screaming. I don't want to be able to understand most of the lyrics to the song. That's how I want it to be sung. Also, I want sick, tight, double bass performances.
One heart, one life. I'm running out of-
listening to this hair metal station, all these fucking hair bands, like, you... I never realized just how many fucking bands were doing this that I just never heard of. Tangier? Who the fuck is Tangier? Cinderella, that's all. That's all. This band is just called Hell Yeah, all one word. What? Now, this is hard music. Make Vaporwave remixes of The Vapors by Bismarcky. Think about it.
I got rings like Serena. All of my rings are Serena. My bitch, I go Serena. Pluto and Jupiter, I go Serena. Venus. My fresh out this club, but I'm not out the cleaners. Who keep the skull cutty, nigga? They
cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
I would also like some nice things.
Right now you're tuning in to Shade 45.
Shade 45.
The hype, the hype, the hype.
The hype is definitely real. You feel me?
Riding bike directly at me. Good stuff. All right. I gotta go. It's Thursday, right? All right, cool. I got a bunch of stuff I gotta do. So I'm gonna go do that. See ya.